Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. We're coming into the time of the year where I feel like everything is happening at once at the end of the school year. Everything is starting to wrap up, from sports to after school activities. We have school plays and performances. Sports are oftentimes in the end of their season and championships are going on. It's a lot this time of the year. And I know the busier life gets, the harder it can be to get meals on the table. And for many of us, we don't want to be eating takeout or throwing in a frozen pizza multiple times a week. As great as those options are when we need dinner in a pinch, it's also great to have some easy options at home where you can throw dinner together fast using Shortcuts, which is why I have heard from so many of you that these episodes where I share with you some of my favorite Shortcut dinner ideas are some of your favorites. So in today's episode, I want to share with you some of my favorite warmer weather Shortcut meal ideas for easy meals when life gets busy. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak. I'm the founder of Healthy Mama Chris. I am a trained chef and a busy mom, just like you. And even though I have a background in the culinary world, I love a good shortcut because, just like you, my life is busy. And sometimes getting dinner on the table is hard. And you all know I love meal prep to give me a little bit of that help getting meals on the table. But sometimes you just need a shortcut. And I love having shortcuts on hand for those nights where I either was planning a leftovers night and maybe we didn't have as many leftovers as planned, or even if I have done some prep, we end up getting home later than expected. And it means I can throw something together fast and then just shift that meal to a different day. It's one of the reasons why I'm a big advocate for flexible meal planning and only planning for 5 days during the week, especially when life is busy, because then you can just move things around as needed. You can insert a leftovers night or a shortcut night when you have those nights where you're like, all right, whatever was on the meal plan is just not happening. You can turn to these shortcuts. You can also plan ahead for shortcuts for nights where you're like, I know I'm not going to have time to cook up a whole meal, but I want something that's tasty and satisfying for the whole family. And so I have a ton of ideas to share with you today. I try to make these shortcuts that are readily available around the country. So I can't guarantee they're going to be readily available in other countries, but here in the US and probably in Canada, these are pretty easy shortcut options. I know I love sharing Trader Joe's shortcuts and Aldi shortcuts, but I know that those stores aren't always accessible everywhere. So I try to keep this to shortcut ideas that you can, you know, get at multiple different grocery stores. So some of these ideas are ideas that I've shared before. This is sort of a roundup of my favorite shortcuts, especially as we come into the warmer weather. Oftentimes, one of the things I'll recommend, and I know a lot of moms turn to, is using the slow cooker for those nights that are really busy and we want to have something ready for when we come home. And oftentimes, slow cooker meals are not super warm weather friendly. So this is the time of the year where I tend to turn to more shortcut options for those nights where I need something quick and easy and satisfying. So some of these are new, some of these are ones you've heard before, but hopefully I'll give you a little bit of a refresher on some of my favorite shortcuts. So let's go ahead, let's dive in. My first favorite shortcut I love to have in my freezer at all times is frozen shrimp. Frozen shrimp is one of my favorites because it cooks up so fast and it defrosts really fast as well. So I always recommend either defrosting in the fridge overnight or defrosting in cold running water. And shrimp will defrost in cold running water in about 10 minutes. So it's very easy to defrost and it only takes 1 to 2 minutes per side, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 if they're really big shrimp. My favorite frozen shrimp is the peeled and deveined wild Argentinian caught shrimp at Trader Joe's. I know I said that I was going to try and make this accessible for as many grocery stores as possible, but those are my favorite. I also love the ButcherBox frozen Gulf shrimp as well, which I know isn't available at a grocery store, but we do get most of our meat and seafood delivered from ButcherBox. Not sponsored. I just love ButcherBox and have been using them for a really long time. So those are my favorites. However, you can get frozen shrimp at any grocery store, and it is one of my favorites because it is quick, it's easy, and it is filling because it's packed with protein as well. Protein is my favorite thing to turn to for shortcuts because protein is typically the item that takes us the longest. It's one of the reasons why I recommend pre-prepping proteins when you're meal prepping as well, because they're typically what takes the longest to cook. And so by using a shortcut or meal prepping protein ahead of time, you're giving yourself that leg up on getting dinner ready fast. So a few of my favorite ways to use frozen shrimp. I do like to defrost it ahead of time. So I either defrost in cold running water or in the fridge overnight, which I know is not possible if you are just trying to have dinner together quick and you haven't planned for the shortcut. But if you are planning for the shortcut, then defrost it in the fridge overnight. One of my go-tos is frozen shrimp and a cauliflower rice stir fry. Now, this is something that used to be at Trader Joe's. So this used to be a Trader Joe's recommendation, and I do still love their cauliflower rice stir fry. However, they have it all over now at different grocery stores. So I believe it's the Bird's Eye brand has a frozen cauliflower rice stir fry, and Cascadian Farms has one at Whole Foods. Now, remember with shortcuts, depending on the size of your family, you might need more than one package of things. So just keep that in mind. I'm not suggesting that one bag of frozen shrimp and one bag of cauliflower rice stir fry is going to feed your whole family if you have a family of 8. So you might need more than one bag of these items, but a couple bags of the cauliflower rice stir fry, the frozen shrimp, cook up the shrimp in the pan, take it out of the pan, add in some sesame oil. If you want to get fancy, I love doing some garlic and ginger. Add in that cauliflower rice stir fry, a little bit of tamari or soy sauce or coconut aminos. Cook that up, add the shrimp back to it, maybe top with some sliced green onions or sesame seeds, and you have dinner done in like 10 minutes. Very, very fast. I also love doing a Tuscan-style shrimp. You can also do this with chicken sausage as well. In the same vein as the cauliflower rice stir fry, I will cook the orzo up on the side. Orzo is so quick to cook. Now, you can do this all in one pan, but I find it takes longer that way. I would rather get the orzo cooking, and then I cook the shrimp in some neutral oil. Usually I use avocado oil, remove it from the pan. And the reason I do this is because I don't want to overcook the shrimp, and the shrimp is going to cook faster if there's nothing else in the pan. So I cook up the shrimp, Take the shrimp out, add in some shallots and garlic, saute those up, add in some sun-dried tomatoes and some spinach, saute that down. Then I go ahead and add in some heavy cream just to a simmer. You don't want to boil this because you don't want it to separate. And then I add in some Parmesan cheese, whisk that in, then add the shrimp back in, add the orzo, mix it all together, and you have a Tuscan shrimp and orzo. Like I said, you can also do that with chicken sausage as well, which I'll talk about more later. Very, very fast Tuscan style shrimp and orzo skillet. I love making mango shrimp tacos. I actually made these the other day. So I make a really easy chili lime marinade. This recipe is in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, but I'm going to walk you through it right now. I also make a really quick massaged cabbage. So I take some red cabbage, I slice it up really, really thin. You can also use your mandolin for this. I massage it with some lime juice, avocado oil, and a pinch of salt. And I add that to my taco shells along with my shrimp that I've marinated. And then you can either cook it in a pan or you can grill them. So you can skewer them and grill them depending on how much time you have. If it's a shortcut, well, I guess it kind of depends. If you have time to skewer, then skewer them and grill them. Or you can use a grill mat and just put them directly on the grill mat. I love my grill mat. It makes such a huge difference in making proteins like shrimp that might stick a lot easier to cook. If you've never used grill mats before, they're amazing. I'll link my favorites from Amazon in the show notes. So I love making those mango shrimp tacos. I will top them with some chipotle ranch. You can do a store-bought chipotle ranch or my homemade chipotle ranch and some mango for a little bit of sweetness. I also love making chili lime shrimp bowls with the same quick chili lime shrimp marinade. And you can cook these again in a pan or you can also grill them. And I love serving this over cauliflower rice or rice, whatever your favorite rice is, white, brown. I will use some frozen corn, but again, if we're getting into the warmer weather and you want to use the grill, you can grill the chili lime shrimp and then grill some corn next to it. It's very easy. Corn takes about 6 to 8 minutes on the grill. You just want to cook it until it is bright yellow on one side, turn it. And so you need 1 to 2 minutes per side, just until it's slightly charred and bright. And then you can just cut it off of the cob. But in a pinch, frozen corn works really well. I love adding pickled onions to this bowl as well. That same chipotle ranch dressing or my jalapeno cilantro ranch as well are really delicious on that. You can also add any of your other favorite vegetables if you want to add some tomatoes. I believe my original chili lime shrimp bowl has tomatoes in it as well. Cucumber would be really good on that too for a little bit of freshness. You could add some queso fresco to the top of that if you wanted to, or just leave it as is, dairy-free as well. Another favorite, pretty much any time of the year, but I think of it as kind of a spring dish, is shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi is very, very easy to cook up. I know I keep saying that, but essentially you are just sauteing up some shallots and garlic, deglazing with some white wine and lemon juice. Or you can just do lemon juice and some broth, and then you are adding in some butter, tossing it with the shrimp and a little bit of lemon zest and some parsley. Very, very easy to put together. And you can serve this over pasta or with some crusty bread on the side as well. I love making an Asian-inspired shrimp salad with a slaw mix as a base. So I'll take the slaw mix and I will make an Asian-inspired dressing with some sesame oil and rice vinegar, lime juice, ginger, garlic, or you can buy your favorite Asian-inspired sesame salad dressing from any grocery store and use that as your slaw mix or as your slaw dressing, and then cook up some shrimp on the side, serve it over top. I love making shrimp fajitas as well. Just like you would make any other fajitas, I like doing a fajita spice blend, or you could even use a taco seasoning blend. Toss the shrimp in that and then saute in some avocado oil until they're cooked. You can do some frozen peppers and onions on the side. So you can either take them out of the pan and add them directly back into the pan or do them in two different pans at the same time. Serve them over some warm tortillas, maybe with some sour cream, some lime juice, maybe some cilantro on top. I also love grilling up shrimp with some Old Bay and making kind of a faux po' boy situation. Now, a po' boy is a Louisiana sandwich, and it's usually made from some sort of fried seafood. It's also sometimes made with other types of meat. Obviously, this is not fried, but you get that feeling with the Old Bay, and you can serve it up with an easy remoulade, some lettuce, tomato, pickles, and you can serve this up on a toasted bun, or you could even do lettuce wraps as well. So those are a few of my favorites. Shrimp is just such a great shortcut option because of how fast it cooks up, and it's great to have on hand. Another favorite that cooks up super fast is a can of beans. Mostly because they're already cooked. So a can of beans is such a great way, or several cans of beans, again, depending on the size of your family. A couple cans of beans can turn into such a quick dinner. Obviously, this is a maybe not. Some of these aren't vegetarian options, but this can be a vegetarian dinner option. So it's inherently a little bit less expensive as well. Beans are very inexpensive. A few of my favorite ways to cook up a can of beans or to use a can of beans in my dinner is corn and black bean quesadillas. I kind of mash the black beans a little bit, and this keeps them together and it kind of keeps the corn inside them as well. So I just saute up some onion. Now, you don't have to do this if you don't want to go through the process of chopping an onion and sauteing an onion. My husband loves to make fun of me when I talk about, or actually, I think this came from like Instagram or TikTok, someplace like that. It was like, oh, when somebody mentions a shortcut dinner and then they're like, first you chop an onion. And I'm like, okay, well, we're doing semi homemade here. So if you don't want to chop an onion, if you don't want to chop anything, you don't have to. There's always options. You could always do this without. You could just do this with spices. You could use onion powder and garlic powder, which I use a little bit of anyway. But I typically will quickly chop up and saute an onion, add in my beans, some chili powder, cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, sometimes some smoked paprika, and maybe some oregano. Let that cook up for literally just a minute, just to kind of make sure that those spices are a little bit toasted and they don't have that raw flavor. I will squeeze in some lime juice. I'll add in some frozen corn and cook that until it's just warm. And I will kind of mash the beans up a little bit, like I said, add that to my tortilla with a ton of cheese, and then cook them just like you would a quesadilla. And they're delicious. My family loves them. They come together really fast. Oftentimes we'll serve them up with a salad kit on the side just to bulk up the meal, so I'm not making like 16 quesadillas, but we really love those, and that's a great way to use a can of beans. I also love using a pre-made curry sauce. My favorite is by the brand Maya Kaimal, and all you have to do is add the chickpeas, well, drain the chickpeas, add them to a pan with the sauce and let it simmer a little while until that sauce is a little bit thickened, and you can serve it over some rice. I love serving it with some chopped cilantro. It's probably like the quickest dinner you can make. You can cook the rice in the rice cooker if you have a larger family, or there are many options for bagged microwave rice as well, or frozen rice from Trader Joe's as well works if you want something even faster. And you can serve it up with your favorite vegetable on the side if you would like. Roasted cauliflower is great, but if you don't have time for roasted cauliflower, you can serve it up with some steamed bag cauliflower as well. Super easy and comes together in no time. One of the easiest shortcuts that's still packed with a ton of flavor. I also love beans because not only do they have protein, they also have fiber, so it's a filling option too. It's one of the reasons why, if we're making a pasta dinner, I love using the Bonza brand chickpea pasta because it's more filling than just your traditional pasta. Now, don't get me wrong, I love traditional pasta as well, but especially if the pasta is the main and we don't have another protein, beans are, they're so great. I love making a Moroccan chickpea skillet as well. Now, this one does require some more prep time. So this is one that is a shortcut option. However, I recommend prepping the vegetables ahead. We actually prepped for this one in my meal prep class last week. So you need some chopped broccoli, some chopped onion, chopped sweet potato, and I think that's it. Oh, carrots as well. So you can chop those ahead, or you can buy them pre-chopped. You are tossing them along with the chickpeas and a ton of spices and just roasting it up in the oven. You can serve this over some couscous. I love making a quick tahini sauce to go over it as well. It's all in one skillet other than whatever you want to serve it over or whatever you want to serve on top. So again, super simple. I love adding in some green olives and golden raisins for that Moroccan feel as well. It's super delicious and very simple. I love making my brothy beans and greens. This is one of our favorite longtime go-to recipes. I think I shared this on another episode recently, but essentially it's on my website and it is also on Instagram. So you can find this recipe. I will link it in the show notes. But essentially, I saute up some bacon. You can also leave the bacon out and some onion and some white beans. I add in a ton of kale. You can use whatever green you want, though, and then a little bit of broth, and I just cook it all together until it's brothy and savory. I forgot to mention there's also a ton of garlic in there, so I saute up the onion and the garlic and the beans. I'm not doing a good job of explaining what I'm doing here. And then I add the kale and the broth, and I serve it with some crusty garlic bread. It's so fast and so comforting, and it is more of a winterish dish to me, but you can make it any time of the year, and it's just like comfort food, but super inexpensive, really fast. Speaking of white beans, one of my favorites in the spring and summer is making a Mediterranean style white bean and tuna salad. Now, I love this as a quick dinner. Again, just like the brothy beans and greens with some crusty garlic bread or some crusty bread so you can kind of scoop it on top. Now, if your family's not into tuna, then this might not be an option, but I use oil-packed tuna with a can of drained white beans, a ton of parsley, some capers. I love adding in some Kalamata olives as well. My husband is not a huge fan of olives, so I'll leave it out for him. Some red onions, and it's herbaceous and flavor-packed. I use olive oil and a little bit of vinegar or lemon juice as the base. So it's kind of a vinaigrette style tuna and white bean salad. It's so tasty and literally comes together in minutes. Another favorite with canned beans is just a really simple burrito bowl. Just like I mentioned cooking up the black beans earlier for the quesadillas, I do the same exact thing, but rather than mashing them, I leave them whole. You can serve this over rice that you can either, like I said, with the curry, you can microwave it, you can do a microwave rice, you can cook it in the rice cooker, however much time you have. I love making a cilantro lime rice for this. So whatever rice you get or whatever rice you're planning on cooking, just adding in the juice of half of a lime and some chopped cilantro, and it'll make it into a cilantro lime rice. You can serve those kind of chili seasoned beans on top. Do some store-bought guacamole, some salsa, some queso fresco, or shredded Mexican cheese on top. Very simple. Again, all of these are options that come together in minutes. Beans are amazing for really, really quick dinners, and it's so packed with flavor. It's very similar to something you would get at, like, Chipotle, but a lot less money and in the comfort of your own home. And lastly, with a can of beans, as we're getting into warmer weather, we love salads in my house. And my chopped chicken and chickpea salad is one of my favorite crazy quick, crazy easy, really, really simple ingredient recipes. It's nothing revolutionary, but it is tasty and filling and comes together fast. It is a can of drained and rinsed chickpeas, some pre-cooked chicken. So this is something maybe you did in your meal prep, or you can use a rotisserie chicken as well. You chop that up, toss it with the chickpeas, a ton of cilantro and parsley, some diced cucumbers, diced tomatoes, a really simple dressing of olive oil, lemon juice, and sea salt. You can jazz this up in many different ways. You can add in some red onion. Someone on Instagram told me that they used pickled onions, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a genius idea. I love my pickled onions. You guys probably know I talk about them enough. Do I talk about them enough? Maybe I don't. If you have not made your own homemade pickled onions, you'll never go back to not having them in your fridge once you do. They're so fast and so delicious. And then I toss that all with some feta cheese, a ton of feta, and that adds that brininess. And you could add olives to this as well if you like that brininess. It's almost like a Greek chopped salad, but with chicken and chickpeas. It's really good. You have to try it. So those are some of my favorites with canned beans. Another one that cooks up so fast is chicken sausage. I love chicken sausage. I've talked about it a ton in my shortcut episodes before, but I just want to really quickly go through some of my favorite ways to use chicken sausage. You can use any sort of sausage because sausage itself does cook up pretty fast, but the reason I mentioned chicken sausage is because it's pre-cooked, and so there's not a ton you need to do with it other than heat it up. So I have a sheet pan gnocchi recipe with a ton of vegetables and chicken sausage. Gnocchi is also really easy and cooks up fast. It's also an easy shortcut option, and I just literally toss it all in some spices and some olive oil, pop it in the oven, toss it once halfway through cooking, and dinner is done. This is one of our favorites. It is packed with veggies. It's packed with protein. You have the carb in there with the gnocchi as well. It is literally an entire meal in no time on one tray. You have to try this one. That recipe, I'll link it in the show notes. It's a part of my 30 days of recipes I did on Instagram back in March, but you can get that recipe calendar and get all 30 of those recipes as well. It is such a great shortcut option. I also love chicken sausage cooked up either on the grill or sauteed in a pan on a bun with some peppers and onions. You could add some cheese on top and broil it. You can use frozen peppers and onions if you want, or you can saute up your own as well. You could also turn this into a pasta. So cook up some pasta on the side, saute up your chicken sausage, peppers, and onions in some olive oil, toss that with the pasta and your favorite sauce. Dinner is done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you feel like you have the capacity to grill, chicken sausage is delicious grilled alongside some grilled vegetables. You can do everything on the grill. So you're grilling your chicken sausage on one side and your veggies on the other side. Serve this in a bowl over some quinoa or couscous and top it with whatever your favorite sauce is. You can do pesto sauce or chimichurri or a romesco sauce or any sort of spicy ranch style sauce like I mentioned, like my chipotle ranch or jalapeno cilantro ranch. Mixing up the vegetables, mixing up the flavor of chicken sausage can completely transform this from kind of a boring dish to adding a good sauce. A good sauce, whether store-bought or homemade, is always going to transform your dish. It's one of the reasons why I love bowls. You can change up a bowl simply by changing the sauce. So you can do any combination of your favorites. You can do kind of a Mediterranean style with maybe peppers and zucchini and summer squash and red onions, and then serve that with a pesto on the side, or on top, I should say. Or you could do peppers and onions and do that chipotle ranch and maybe use a spicy sausage for that if you want something a little bit spicier. It's such a great way to have a bowl in essentially minutes because vegetables grill up pretty fast for the most part. You could do grilled portobello mushrooms alongside that as well. The possibilities are endless and so easy. I also love using chicken sausage in an almost jambalaya. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but my husband's like signature dish for a long time was this kind of jambalaya that he would make, where he would combine some cooked rice with cooked chicken sausage and shrimp and a can of salsa. And a jar of salsa. I'm pretty sure that's about it. He didn't do any sauteing of onions or garlic, which I would also do. He added some Cajun seasoning to it as well. It's very delicious for being so simple. And if my husband can do it, you can do it because he's not much of a cook and it's something he can throw together. You've got the protein, you've got the starch, you've got the veggies all in one. You can also do this with cauliflower rice. I've done that before as well. And it does come together pretty darn fast. So that's another option for you there as well. Another one of my favorite shortcuts, not surprisingly, is rotisserie chicken. I have a whole episode on 30 plus ways to use rotisserie chicken as a shortcut, so I'm going to keep this one short. I will link that episode down below in the show notes. But a few of my favorites for springtime are using it as the base for tostadas. I've mentioned my dressings before, but you can add anything you want to the top of those tostadas. I love tostadas with grilled corn. I love tostadas with just some lettuce and tomato and chipotle ranch. I usually use queso fresco on there as well, maybe some chopped cilantro. Shredded rotisserie chicken is also great on top of nachos. I'll use it in enchiladas. My green chili chicken enchiladas are a great example of this. You're literally just tossing the shredded chicken with a can of chilies, a can of green chilies, and some sour cream, and then adding that to your tortillas, wrapping them up, covering it in some enchilada sauce and cheese, baking it in the oven. It, again, comes together really fast. I love using rotisserie chicken as a salad topper. So a chicken Caesar salad is something that's really easy to put together. You can either get a salad kit, which is obviously going to be the shortest option, or you can throw together a quick Caesar dressing, chop up some romaine or buy pre-chopped romaine, use some stale bread to make some croutons or buy store-bought croutons. It's great in a chopped grinder style salad as well with an Italian salad dressing, either homemade or store-bought. You can chop up some salami, some tomatoes, add some banana peppers and olives, some chopped mozzarella cheese, and you have that kind of, and lettuce, and you have that grinder style salad. You can make this into a chicken salad wrap as well, or chicken Caesar salad wrap, or a chicken salad wrap, one or the other. Either the mayo based style chicken salad is a great, I think it's great for lunch or dinner, or you can do kind of a chicken Caesar style salad. It's also great with frozen breaded chicken that you've cooked up as well. Obviously, don't eat it frozen, but grabbing a rotisserie chicken in a salad kit, I've mentioned this many a time before, is one of our go-tos for just very, very easy shortcut dinners. We'll stop at Whole Foods or Sprouts and just grab a salad kit and a rotisserie chicken, and dinner is done when we feel like we just can't even. So it's one of my favorites. Again, not revolutionary, but if you need an idea, it's one of our favorites. I also love rotisserie chicken on a flatbread or on French bread as a pizza or a flatbread option. And that is going to be my next shortcut. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but just as an idea, it works really well as a protein option on there. I also love tossing shredded rotisserie chicken with barbecue sauce and topping and putting it on top of sweet potatoes or a regular baked potato. I just happen to be a fan of sweet potatoes with barbecue sauce and a quick slaw that I pull together. Or you can turn this into a sandwich as well, a toasted brioche bun with some slaw, that barbecue chicken or the chicken that's tossed in barbecue sauce. Super delicious. And if you have a little bit more time, I love tossing rotisserie chicken with some pesto and sun-dried tomatoes, grilling up some zucchini, and carving out a bit of the center. I find this easier to do after the zucchini is grilled, but it's up to you. You can do it ahead of time as well. And serving it stuffed in the zucchini, I top it with some mozzarella and I close the grill so it gets nice and bubbly. This is one of our favorites in the summertime, pesto stuffed zucchini, and it comes together pretty fast. It's not the shortest shortcut, but it is really tasty and it's great in the summertime. All right, next up, let's talk about flatbreads. I have a new flatbread favorite to share with you. Brooklyn Bread Co., B-R-E-D is how they spell it, but Brooklyn Bread Company has these amazing flatbreads. I get them at Sprouts, but I've heard from you that you can get them at other grocery stores as well. I believe Publix has it as well, but they are these thin, they call them Neapolitan style pizzas, not flatbreads, but they are so tasty and they're so easy to top with your favorite toppings and have dinner in no time. Great with a salad kit on the side to add a little bit more nutrients to it. But there's so many different ways that you can make a flatbread and or, you know, pizza style meal at home in minutes. I also love using naan bread for this purpose as well. So if you don't have access to those, I think Trader Joe's has a flatbread option as well, and Aldi might too, but naan bread is a great alternative. Some of my favorites are using that rotisserie chicken, like I mentioned. You can grill up the flatbread and or toast it in the oven and use all of the same toppings you would for chicken Caesar salad and do a chicken Caesar type flatbread. You can also do a barbecue chicken flatbread with that rotisserie chicken or with frozen breaded chicken that you've chopped up. I also love using the frozen breaded chicken that you've chopped up for a hot honey style flatbread, which is so good. I have a recipe for hot honey chicken, hot honey chicken flatbread in the spring meal plan in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I add some onions to it and some blue cheese, that hot honey. It's really, really tasty. And that one is a no sauce option. I'm actually not a huge fan of sauce or red sauce. So I tend to make my flatbreads kind of a white pizza style, but you can obviously top it with your favorite sauce as well and make it like a pizza style. I also love doing a Mediterranean style with some artichoke hearts and tomatoes and a garlic oil, some olives, and topping with arugula at the end as well. That one is so good. And that's not my family's favorite one. That is my favorite one. But if you're into those Mediterranean kind of vibes, that is one of my favorites. In the summertime, I love pairing peaches and blue cheese anytime I can. So I love the combination of peach, blue cheese and pancetta or prosciutto or any sort of ham for that little bit of saltiness, and obviously the robust blue cheese flavor with a sweet peach. So good. You can do a caprese style with mozzarella and tomato and basil. There's so many options. Flatbreads are easy to grab and really easy to top with kind of whatever you have on hand. Another favorite shortcut that we use all the time, and I always forget to mention it, is a pre-cooked carnitas or pre-cooked pulled pork. My favorite pre-cooked pulled pork is by Neiman Ranch. I get it at Whole Foods. You can also get it at Sprouts. You can get it through Butcher Box. You can get it at a lot of major grocery stores, but it's not the only company that makes pre-cooked pulled pork or pre-cooked carnitas. You can use them for similar purposes. Obviously, the pre-cooked pulled pork, if it's already barbecue, then you're kind of limited to the barbecue style. You can serve this over sweet potato or potato, like I mentioned, with the chicken or on a sandwich. Really great on a bun with some slaw. But I also really love carnitas as nachos as well. So I have a delicious carnitas, shortcut carnitas nachos recipe in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club where I use some tomatoes and some corn and some jalapenos, obviously some cheese, broil it up, and obviously the carnitas as well. And I will drizzle my jalapeno cilantro dressing over the top. Oh my gosh. They're one of my favorites. It's so good. Of course, with the carnitas, you can also turn this into a burrito bowl or into tacos or into a tostada as well. Any of those shredded meats are so great because they're so versatile. You could turn it into a burrito. You could turn it into a quesadilla. I have a carnitas quesadilla recipe in the cooking club. I love any sort of versatile shortcut option because I can have it on hand and know that there's a ton of different ways that I can use it based on how the mood strikes me. If it is one of those situations where I haven't planned for a shortcut and I can go, all right, what do I have on hand? Can I maybe turn this into nachos because I have a bag of chips? Or can I turn this into a taco because I have tortillas? Or maybe I want to turn them into tostadas, whatever it might be. All right, a couple more rapid fire favorite shortcuts because I've talked about these before. And one of them I kind of already talked about, and that's pre-cooked breaded chicken. We love pre-cooked breaded chicken because it's so easy and so tasty, and it mimics what you would get at a fast food place. But at least if you're making it at home, my thought is you can add some extra nutrients to it, right? So I mentioned the chicken Caesar wraps. I love using it for chicken Caesar wraps. I love using it on top of a flatbread. I love using it for hot honey chicken sandwiches or a quick chicken parmesan sandwich or a quick shortcut chicken parmesan or a chicken caprese. So you're literally just covering it in some sauce and some mozzarella and or mozzarella and broiling it. We'll cook it first and then broil it until the cheese is melty. And then I love adding some chopped tomatoes that I toss with some olive oil and sea salt and basil, and then drizzling over some, topping the chicken with that, and then drizzling over some reduced balsamic. That's so good. Another warm weather favorite that I've shared before is making chicken bacon ranch lettuce cups. So just like you would make a chicken bacon ranch wrap, which you could also do, I take lettuce cups, I cook up my chicken, I cook up my bacon, and I combine the chicken, the bacon, and usually some tomato, and I drizzle my homemade ranch dressing, my homemade herb ranch, or you can use a store-bought ranch dressing as well on top. And it's a great quick lunch or dinner. The family loves it. The lettuce adds a nice crunch as well. So that is another favorite go-to. And of course, this is another favorite protein option to have just to go on top of a salad kit as well. I love keeping frozen breaded chicken in the freezer so I can just pull it out, pop it in the air fryer is usually how I make it, or the oven. It also makes really great crispy chicken tacos. So many different options with frozen breaded chicken. There are gluten-free options for this as well. You can use chicken nuggets or you can use breaded chicken tenders if you're able to find those gluten-free. My favorite is the Trader Joe's brand, but Aldi has the red bag chicken, which is good too, but that's a little bit sweeter, so it's not my favorite, but it's a personal preference. The red bag chicken is still good. You just kind of can't go wrong with frozen breaded chicken. And last but not least, I have talked about these so many times before, but I pretty much always have a bag and or a package or two of pre-cooked meatballs for so many different shortcut options. Meatballs are so much more than just something that you would use as a topping for pasta or spaghetti squash. We love using meatballs, especially the chicken meatballs from Trader Joe's. And I know I've mentioned Trader Joe's a bunch, but you can get frozen meatballs anywhere. Target has a great grass-fed frozen meatball. There you can get turkey meatballs. You can do beef meatballs or pork meatballs or whatever you can find frozen or in the refrigerator. And we love using these for Greek meatball bowls. I'll make up a quick meatball or a quick meatball. I will make up a quick chopped Greek salad with just some tomatoes and cucumber and red onion. Usually I'll do Kalamata olives. Sometimes I'll keep it separate because my husband doesn't love olives, like I mentioned. And I toss it in some olive oil and red wine vinegar and oregano. And I will serve that over couscous or quinoa with some feta on top and usually an easy tzatziki sauce as well. This also works great, the same ingredients in a wrap, if you want to serve it in a pita wrap. I really love making them into buffalo meatball wraps. Now, I will say my kids are not a huge fan of buffalo sauce. They like my buffalo chicken burgers, but they don't like the buffalo sauce on top of the meatballs. So this totally depends on if your kids are into a little bit of spice. But essentially, I'll cook up the meatballs and toss them in buffalo sauce and make a really quick blue cheese sauce. Or you can buy a blue cheese sauce or blue cheese dressing to drizzle on top. I will top this with some green onions or chives, pop it into some sort of either a wrap or into a toasted bun as well. Salad kit on the side or slaw on the side. And you have like a 15-minute dinner. I'll do the same thing with barbecue sauce. And so I'll cook up the meatballs, toss them in barbecue sauce, and I'll make up a quick slaw. And I like serving these as a wrap or on a bun as well. Or turn it into a bowl and have it on top of rice. Or if you're feeling ambitious, do some roasted sweet potatoes. It's very similar to my barbecue chicken bowl that I have in my bowls book and the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, but using meatballs instead. Another recent meatball shortcut meal that I shared in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is a peanut meatball bowl. So I will make a really quick peanut sauce. And again, when I say really quick, if you're like making a sauce is not in my wheelhouse on a shortcut night, then buy a sauce. Buy your favorite sauce. I'm a huge advocate for using whatever shortcuts you need to get meals on the table. So buy the sauce if you want to, or you can make the sauce. For me, if I'm using a shortcut protein, I usually feel like I have the capacity to make a sauce, but it's up to you. I will make an Asian style slaw for this. So similar to what I mentioned at the top when I was talking about a shrimp salad, I will whisk together some sesame oil and some rice vinegar, some lime juice, and I will add usually some tamari to that, sometimes ginger and garlic. I don't think I do garlic for the slaw. And I will serve that on the side with some rice. I also love to do roasted broccoli. If you have time to do roasted broccoli, you can also do roasted frozen broccoli. I have a recipe, so to speak, a method for that on my website as well. So you can always use frozen broccoli if you need a shortcut. You don't want to chop anything. But you top that with the peanut sauce and it transforms the dish. Sauces really do transform dishes. So that is one of those areas where I love teaching homemade sauces because they just make a world of difference in terms of adding flavor to what might otherwise be a really simple dish. So all of these that I've mentioned today are pretty darn simple. Most of them will come together in like 15 to 20 minutes, if not less time. I did share a couple that might take a little bit longer. It all kind of depends on how much time you have, but all of these are going to save you time on what you otherwise would have had to cook. So usually the protein for the most part. So I hope that you got a ton of ideas from this episode. My goal is always that you leave these episodes with a ton of ideas for how to make your meals easier in one way or another. And I know some of these are ones I've shared before, some of them are new, but hopefully it gave you some fresh ideas for what for us is a very busy season, and hopefully it starts to wind down soon. But summer is coming, and we oftentimes need shortcuts in the summertime too. So hopefully this will carry you through the next couple of busy seasons. As always, I will link any of the recipes that are available in the show notes. There is also a ton of shortcut options in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. In just a couple of weeks, we are going to be unveiling our brand new recipe vault. It is an incredible interactive recipe library. It's going to be on its own platform. So right now the recipes are on Google Drive. It's going to be turning into its own platform. Your meal plans are going to be easier to mix and match. The grocery list will be easy to update. So whenever you add a new recipe in, the grocery list will update for you. So it's interactive. You can change serving sizes. It's going to be really cool, and I'm so excited about it. So if you're not a part of the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, you can try it out for a week free. Patreon.com/HealthyMamaChris. The link is always in the show notes. There's over 200 recipes. Actually, I've counted. It's over 220 recipes in our recipe vault now, which is why it's taking us a little bit of time. It's just me transferring all of the recipes over to the new recipe vault. But I'm so excited to unveil it and share it with all of you. So that's coming soon. So if you want more recipe inspiration for this new season ahead, definitely join us in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, definitely subscribe so you never miss an episode. I have a lot coming up on grilling. I have a week in the life episode that's coming up that I think you'll enjoy listening to. And of course, we will do my annual end of season Q&A that's coming up in June as well before summer break. So subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed. I would love if you are enjoying these episodes, if you would leave a positive rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It lets me know that you enjoy listening, and I love to hear what you want to hear more of as well. Thank you as always for listening. I hope this gave you a ton of inspiration, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Until next time. Happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram @HealthyMamaChris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.